This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and this morning I'm joined by Jodie Sowers and Anita Peoples. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for joining us. So you are both part of the what is now known as the Johnson County Tourism Association, JCTA for short, although its proper name, we've just been discussing this, is the Joint Powers Lodging Tax Board. So that sounds a bit complicated. Jodie, you're the chair of this organisation. Can you tell us a bit about it and what's going on?
So the Tourism Board, which has numerous names, but we truly are the marketing arm for Johnson County. So all of our funding, or most of our funding, comes from the 2% lodging tax that visitors to our area pay when they stay in our hotels, motels, campgrounds, bed and breakfast, tent camping, if they do a trail ride and step on the mountain, all of those visitors that stay with us, there's 2%, and that goes, it's paid to the state, and then it's paid back to the city and the county, and then it's paid to us.
So it's you're an organization that's supported not by locals at all, no property tax or mill levies or anything like that. It really is by the people who've already come and visited.
Yes.
So you say we. Who are you? How many are there on this board?
Right now we have 7 on the board. We are slated to have 9. We have Katie Giles from the TA Guest Ranch is the vice chair. Brian Whitlock from Farmers is our treasurer. Laurel Foster from the Hoofprints of the Past Museum down in KC is our secretary. And then Anita Peoples here from the KOA. We have Jennifer McCormick from the Longmire Foundation and Southside Grill. And then Harold Anton, he is in his last meeting tomorrow, actually. He used to have the Indian campground, and he is stepping down. So we're in the process of building that board up to have 9 people.
So the people that you've described have a keen interest, and their livelihood depends a lot. And yourself, Gigi, Jodie, with Gigi, so you it's your livelihood that you're protecting and encouraging here too. How much money do you have per annum?
We bring in... In the past, it's been an average of right about $200,000 a year. Since COVID, and because we're such an amazing destination, that has probably jumped up to about $250,000 a year. And so that's, you know, great money to bring in to our community to promote everything that's wonderful about Johnson County, to bring the tourists back.
So... The JCTA has had some false starts. It's sort of maybe some people would say that, you know, it's floundered a little bit. What are you doing? You have a fairly new board and you're new as chair. What are you doing now to kind of really set Johnson County on the map and get people who might not know about Johnson County coming here?
So the first thing I would say is there is a manual put together by the Wyoming Tourism Hospitality Coalition. So we have read the manual. We're kind of aware of what a joint lodging tax board should be doing. There was a strategic plan done for us through the Wyoming Office of Tourism as a joint cooperation. And so we're actually reading that and following the lodging tax or the strategic plan, which was from 2021. And then in 2022, we set some brand standards. So kind of unifying what it is we're trying to do out there as far as the logo and the colors and the wording, you know, the roam like a local or roam like the road has no end or something. So part of it is following that. And then it's really looking forward. Anita and I just got back from Boise, Idaho for the International Tour Operators Convention. You know, last fall we saw that we can now finally have the international tourists come back. So we met with
41
different
tour operators from Europe.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so talking to them about what's available, and these aren't big tours like a bus. These are individual, you know, couples, friends, families that are traveling to the States, about what's available for them here in Johnson County. And we heard a lot how much they loved coming here before COVID. So they're really looking forward to coming back.
So you mentioned, and I suppose most people won't see the work that you're doing because it's not designed for them to see it. We're talking about it being in far-flung places, whether it's outside of Wyoming, but maybe even outside the United States. You're looking for overseas travelers. So
it's actually a combination.
It is, yes. Okay. So, I mean, we do want to attract people that are coming here and to bring people here because when you want to bring new money into your area, right? You don't want to just change hands. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about that, if you have a business here, my business, I use the Johnson County Tourism webpage and their marketing. I put that onto my page because that helps them promote them. It also gives me an opportunity to promote my business through them, and their marketing's already done, and I'm just borrowing their marketing onto my page. And so it actually does benefit you if you choose to plug in as a business. And so it's active and it is available for us. And so likewise, not only just for the county, but you can do that with the state too. They have a great marketing program and they have lots of toolkits for you to use in your business. Like, for example, in March, there was 307 day. March 7th, right, is 307 day. And they have a huge marketing campaign with great wording, great photography, just great layouts for you just to basically click and paste to your webpage, to your Facebook page. That all works in synchronicity to promote Wyoming, to promote Buffalo, to promote your business, because everything pulls together and works together in that. And so the way the computers work, right, that Google search, as it's interconnected more and more and you plug in, then your business gets ranked up higher and higher. And so, and that's one of the things that we spend a lot of time looking at is how do we get our name out there? What are people looking for? What are those search terms that's bringing them here? You know, and is it Western lifestyle? Is it mountains? Is it hunting? Actually, that kind of surprised us. We just discovered that. That's probably the number two word that people use to find Buffalo. They're coming here. They want to hunt. It's a big industry here for us and that we may not be taking full advantage of. And so we're looking at things like that, seeing why people are coming here and driving marketing to those areas to put our name out there so that more people are contacting people here. And so, and one of the things that we do locally, like we just had a big SEO program, which is
SEO.
Yes. Search engine optimization. Right,
what does that mean for those of us who aren't
right
in that?
So if you have a business, you have the opportunity to have a Google page. And so you don't have to have a web page to have a Google page. You have the opportunity to own a page with your name on it. And so you think of Google like being the phone book, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't have a Google page, when people say, hey, I want to be in a restaurant, what restaurants are in here? If you don't have a Google page, guess what? You're not going to come up on anything on there, right? So, and that goes for every type of business. And so you can claim a page. You can start developing it, which is fairly easy, very user-friendly to do. And then start using that so that people, you're in the Google phone book so that you can actually be found, right? It's really important. And so, and the Wyoming Office of Tourism actually is running a co-op program right now where you can actually sit down with someone who is an expert in this space with your individual business and get 30 minutes of their time to work with you on claiming your page, giving you tips and tools to set up your page so that you're in the Google phone book, basically, so that you're found. It has nothing to do with your web page. It's nothing to do with your Facebook page. It's just getting your name in your phone book, and it's free.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
So back to your question. So there's, I look at it as kind of layers and levels. So the Wyoming Office of Tourism and the state of Wyoming has a really big push right now to optimize your destination. So we're also known as a destination marketing organization. So we partnered with Miles Partnership. They came in and did a complete audit of all tourism, even closely related businesses. They did an audit of 178 businesses in Johnson County. And they told us who had a good Google page, who had good TripAdvisor, who had good Yelp. And then the ones that didn't, we invited those businesses to a seminar where we brought in the expert really, to kind of explain why it's so important to have those for your business. And then they have office hours that you can do individually. So there's a bunch of stuff that we're going to be doing locally to make our destination better.
Okay.
And then the next step is we don't want to forget about our regional people that come in and visit, you know, the people from Rapid City and Deadwood and Spearfish that come here, you know, from Cody, from Worland. You know, we get a big, and I see this from my business in Gigi's, my main shoppers come from Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins area to Bozeman. And then literally from Cody, Thermopolis, Riverton to Rapid City. So we have a regional focus for those visitors. And then we have, you know, the United States. So because of our intersection at I-90 and I-25, we get a lot of travelers that can easily travel I-90. So from Portland, from Seattle to Minneapolis, that corridor, and then anything along I-25. You know, we get quite a bit from I-80 that come up and around, and then we've seen through some of our tracking that we have, you know, Florida is really big, and Texas is really big, and California is really big. Mm-hmm. So we do the United States, and then it's kind of that final tour, you know, tier is reaching out to the international travelers.
Okay.
So it's multifaceted. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a big cube.
Okay.
Because each of those we have, you know, maybe radio, billboard, print, magazine, social media, in all of those areas.
So what is the message that this board is presenting? What is the message? Come and discover the Wild West, or we have, what is the message that you're putting out to people to make this an attractive place to come visit and linger? Because we don't want them just to go through for a night, right. I assume. We want people to stay
for we
two,
wanna
three,
become
or four nights.
The hub for them.
Okay.
We want to stop being the pass through from Yellowstone to Rapid City, or, you know, from Mount Rushmore to Yellowstone. Instead of becoming just a pass-through, a one-night stay, we really want to focus on becoming the hub. So in that, again, it's multi-tiered. So we have the Western, authentic Western lifestyle. So whether it's guest ranches, you know,
rodeos,
anything to do with that kind of stuff is kind of one message that we target to those. History is another big one. You know, we have day trips. You can go up to the battlefields in Montana. We've got battlefields all through here, the outlaw caves, you know, the museums. So history, kind of that, again, old Western history, you know, the Johnson County cattle wars, that's also very appealing to people. And then the big thing that I kind of feel like we've missed in the past that we're stepping into is outdoor recreation.
Yeah.
You know, we are at the foot of the Bighorns. You can literally walk from downtown on a trail and get up to the first level of the mountains and see the plains to the east and the peaks to the west. And, you know, we have a beautiful creek that runs through town. So those are kind of our three focused areas.
And of course, the economic viability of this community is fundamentally pinned to the success of our tourism industry. And we were fortunate compared to many other places in the US through 2020 and the COVID lockdown that, you know, we were still able to attract and encourage. And in fact, I think it was a very successful year compared to many others. And so what is happening next? A lot of it depends on the viability and the appeal of the different individual businesses. Anita, what do you do to attract people to the campground, the KOA?
Well, I'm fortunate that I'm part of a KOA franchise, and so our KOA headquarters works with us really well, and they develop a lot of great marketing for us and developing photos, taglines, and they market for us nationally, locally.
Do you find that people are bouncing from KOA to KOA to KOA?
Well, as a matter of fact, most of our KOA people are very loyal, and so they have a KOA rewards card, and so they typically look for it because there are benefits to them. It's actually a great program. And so they tend to look for KOAs because they know that they're going to get a streamline of services between each KOA typically. And so they enjoy camping like that, and they are kind of strategically placed where they can, that day's drive, that most, you know, that time frame, people can make that. And so they're, so that really helps them to have that experience. And so people are looking, you know, here, they look for different things. You know, they're looking, you know, they use keywords on our search engine, you know, like mountains, they look rodeos, Longmire, when that's a big one, that, I mean, Durant County is a big one that comes, I mean, in the month of April when they announced mm-hmm. Longmire Day is Durant. People looked up Durant County. It was like our number five SEO search to find us. And so we thought that was kind of a chuckle. You know, that those marketing things. And so, and that's one of the things, you know, that, so we've had some great groundwork laid in like developing our logo and who we are. So our next step is really taking a look at our website and developing a marketing theme that's going to work for Buffalo for the next 5, maybe even 10 years. And so in using those great photos, those great taglines that are not just, they're not so specific that it's not just for one event, it's for Johnson County.
No, because nobody's going to know to Google Johnson County Fair and Rodeo.
Exactly. Right.
You need a bit more of a prompt to kind of get you to them. What, I mean, you both interface with visitors a great deal in your businesses.
Absolutely.
What do you notice about them? What is a typical visitor or type of visitor that, you know, actually comes? Are they older, younger? What can you, have you noticed it changing?
So at Gigi's, what I get a lot is, you know, during the school year, there seems to be a big corridor between Denver and Bozeman, mm-hmm. whether it's families in Bozeman going to school in Denver or Denver families going to school in Bozeman. So it ends up being the mom, you know, the family get together in Buffalo. Like, it's a halfway point. It's easy. So I see a lot of that. I see a lot of friends, it could be sisters or friends, and again, I have a ladies' store, so the guys could be doing the same thing. I just don't see them as often, but because, again, 90 and 25 come together, they'll come to Buffalo. It's walkable. We have great hotels and motels, so they'll come here for, like, a long weekend. You know, they love coming to the Bluegrass Jam.
Is there enough accommodation and restaurants and so on? Do we have that infrastructure?
We have a great selection of restaurants, cabins, motels. I think we're doing really, really well there. Restaurants are a tough one. You know, we need more housing so we can bring more of the initial worker into town, whether it's the beginning teacher, the beginning CNA, the person who's waiting tables, to get our restaurants so they have enough staff so they can be open more. So right now what I would see is we're so short on housing that we're short-staffed, and so our restaurants, we have great restaurants, but they don't have the staff to be open 7 days a week.
Do you think that tourists and visitors have different expectations than maybe we do living locally?
I would say, you know, depending on where they've traveled, but, you know, I spent Mother's Day in Casper, and, like, everything's open. Every restaurant's open. I know they've got some of the same issues, but somehow even the expectations in a, you know, 10 times our size or whatever it is, they seem to be able to handle that a little better. And I'm not sure, you know, in small town Buffalo, you know, and again, I really think it comes down to housing.
I think there's definitely opportunity for people who are not aware of just how much they may, you know, they may not be aware just how many people are coming through Buffalo. Like I'm one business, and we host on our campground on a yearly basis somewhere between 24 and 26,000 people.
That is an astonishing number.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah, when you think about it. And so, and the majority of them are coming from May to September. And so when you think about the amount of people that are here and the amount of money that they're bringing to our area, offering things for them to do and to eat and to experience is fundamental in keeping them here and drawing them into town to spend the money that they are wanting to spend on their vacations.
Do we know how long a visitor typically might spend in Johnson County or Buffalo?
I think probably the average is probably approaching 1.9 right now for an average.
Nights.
Yeah, nights. That's part of our mission for Buffalo and Johnson County is to increase that.
Yes.
And so part of our improving the destination with, you know, training for our local businesses, you know, whatever that ends up being, is to make our destination better. And again, going back to the hub concept instead of the pass-through, because I hear it all the time in the store. Oh my God, Buffalo is such an amazing town.
Yes.
I didn't know about the trail. I didn't know about Crazy Woman Canyon. I didn't know that I could go over to Ten Sleep and come back in the same day. You know, there's so many day trip opportunities.
Is that going to be a theme of your marketing efforts?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. Yes. Stay and play.
Yeah.
Stay in Rome, right? Because,
yeah.
I mean, there is so much to do here. My job at the front desk of the KOA is to invite people into what Buffalo has to offer. And so I start in town. I start in the Bighorns. And then I go out from there. And so because there is so much to do that is in such a close distance,
mm-hmm.
just like Jody said. And my goal is to entice them to stay and extend their stay one more night because, one, that benefits me, obviously, right? Two, I know that they're going to spend money in town, so mm-hmm. it's going to benefit businesses in town as well if they stay another night. Mm-hmm. When we bought the campground, our stay was just over 1.5 nights, and we are approaching 2.75 nights length of stay with us.
And what do you attribute that to? Is it that there's more business here, more attractions here? What do you think?
Like Jody said, we are directly in between the route between Yellowstone and Rapid City, and two big destinations, right, that are crowded and tough to get around sometimes. Buffalo is a breath of fresh air. People feel like they can take a breath. They feel like they can relax and enjoy a night on their vacation, that they're not sitting in traffic jams and bustling around people and waiting to see what's going to happen next. And so when they get here, they really enjoy the pace. They enjoy how quaint our downtown is. They enjoy the friendly people that are here. They enjoy the proximity of just, even if they want to go wildlife viewing, how they're 30 minutes up and you are able to see and interact with wildlife. You're able to get off on the trails and take some beautiful mountain drives. Crazy Woman Canyon, everyone loves Crazy Woman Canyon that I send there. So there's just some marvelous things to do that doesn't take hours to get to. So their proximity to the beautiful things that are around us is incredible to them, right?
And of course, some of us, you know, maybe taking those things for granted because they're on our doorstep all the time. Right. But for visitors, those yeah. things are not. And mm-hmm. so they're appealing and fresh and memory yes. building for mm-hmm. them.
Yeah, yeah. This, it devises. So that when we talk about it, Buffalo is an intimate interaction with people in the Western experience. Yellowstone is big and it's wonderful, and I love going there. I love taking my family there. I love spending time there. But it is so big and it's special in its own kind of way. But Buffalo and what we have here is just a very personal and intimate experience that is very different than what Rapid City and Mount Rushmore offers and what Yellowstone offers. And people like that. They like that because that's what they came on vacation for, right? Was to slow down, okay. relax. And
talking about slowing down for a moment, the Cowboy Carousel is mm-hmm. trying to bring back the carousel.
I know, that's exciting.
That would be amazing.
And so JCTA yeah. is supporting.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to be exploring every opportunity that we can to connect with them and help them move forward on their goals. For
okay,
sure.
And I've heard them say that, you know, part of the purpose for that is that it helps people stay in our community
Absolutely.
Longer.
Exactly.
That it is an attraction for itself, but that also people stay longer, and this is what everything's about. How does the JCTA work with two other entities that are in the county that are also kind of business-focused? There's JOCO First, Joint mm-hmm. Powers Board, which is really about promoting and encouraging businesses. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Chamber of Commerce, which... Again, similar. Mm-hmm. How did those three entities work together?
So the big thing, if we go back to just basically how it works, is we're truly the county marketing arm. You know, we can do things like the destination optimization. You know, we're helping businesses with their Google listings and stuff. But our primary goal, the thing that the board is focused on, our budget is focused on, is marketing this area. You know, that's number
one. So you
one.
Don't, you're not, you don't exist to kind of help businesses to create, to kind of tailor themselves or whatever. You just take what's there and you tell people that it's here.
Yes. And so for the... For example, so that's what we're the foghorn, right? That mm-hmm. gets the word out. This is what's happening in Buffalo, and this is why you should come. What we need JOCO First to do, and the business association to do, is to have things for people to come to, right? To have a strong business environment, so that how can they support their businesses? How can they get people in and give them the help that they need so that they can stay open? Do they understand when people are shopping? Like, do they need to change their hours? Do they need to stay open because people in the summer want to shop later in the evening when they're not out in the mountains hiking and exploring the area, right? Do they have those kinds of studies done, you know? And that would help the businesses kind of pinpoint when they should be open. JOCO First, I think, developing those events, developing things that, and bringing things to the area and investing in opportunities for people to be a part of. Like, I love their Oktoberfest. I love the fact that there was a Buffalo Sheep Fest. Those were becoming great attractors for our area. And people were not just regional people were coming, but people, we were starting to get people coming from further and further away, and then people who incidentally came were staying through because they wanted to experience or they were adding a night. So we need those kinds of opportunities, because if we have nothing to market, I mean, we can market the bighorns all day long, but we want to be able to share what our business people are dreaming of and thinking of. And I think one of our great examples is the Laban Music Festival.
Yeah.
I mean, they are doing such a bang-up job. They've got great marketing. They're putting the word out. They're working super hard.
Those are the Saturdays.
Saturdays in the park.
In the park.
In the square. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're working really, really hard to bring different kinds of people into the Buffalo area. It's a big endeavor that they're doing, right? And so we want to help magnify their voice. And that's what we're for. They're doing all of the work and legwork. They've developed their marketing. They've got... their wording. They got pictures. They've got all of the artists coming in, and we're here to help on that portion of them. Like, we're going to give you, they applied for community grant, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to give you this much money so that you can make sure that you're marketing outside of the area. We don't want to market to Sheridan and to these closer places. And yes, you do market that, but our goal is to get people coming from outside to bring new money.
You need to stay overnight.
Okay. Yes, to stay overnight, okay. Right? Because you're coming from Rapid City, you're going to stay all evening listening to the music. You're going to stay and eat here in Buffalo. You're not going to go back home, right? Whereas maybe from Sheridan, they might just come down for the day, but they're going to go back home. They're not going to stay overnight. Well, we love them. We want them to come too, right? But we want to increase that stay, that maybe they come down Friday night and they stay Saturday night too, because they're having such a great time in Buffalo, because it's not just the music festival, it's great restaurants, it's a great feeling downtown, and they just want to stay and play for another day because they love it here, because it's a respite for them. And so that's what our goal is, right? We want businesses, the business organization, Joco First, they need to come up with all these great ideas and get them going, so that we have something to promote. And that's our job, is just promoting.
So is there accountability for what you're doing? Does you have your 200, 250,000? How does anybody know that, you know, you've spent it effectively? We don't really want to be saying it, because if we're saying it, then,
yes,
you know, how do you know whether it's working, and who do you report to?
So we report both to the city and the county. Mm-hmm. As a joint powers board, we have four of our board members are brought on from the county side, four of them from the city side, and then one from KC. It was set up, I believe, in 1989. It started out as a 13 board members, and they moved it down to 9.
13 is a large board.
It is, especially for a small community. So we're immediately responsible for them. I make it my mission as the chair to attend, you know, the 7 o'clock meetings at the city, the city hall, you know, council meetings. I try to go to all of the county commissioner meetings. We do at least a quarterly update with what we're doing and where we're going. One of the things that we did this year that I'm really proud of is we have hired a full-time person. And so we now have an administrative person to help the board. And then hopefully after tomorrow's meeting, we'll be looking at hiring a second person to help handle the marketing part.
So what is that? What are those people actually going to be doing?
So the administrative, Kristen Dugillard is our admin assistant, and she assists the board, but she also goes to the city council meetings, the Joco First meeting, the chamber meetings, the county commissioners. She's the one that put the list together for Miles Partnership for that destination optimization. She helps get our board packets together. She works on a lot of that kind of stuff. She handled the organizing of our community grants. You know, the board had all the interviews, but then she sent out all the letters and all of those grant recipients that were based on events here, she has worked so with the state of Wyoming to get their events on their calendar.
Okay. So she's really strategic, because everyone on the board they have their own business, mm-hmm. right, and or they're employed, right, and so at, you know, for me in the off season, and even Jody here, you know, we have a little bit more time to offer in the winter time, right? But in the summertime, we're both going to be pretty engaged in our businesses. And so it's very evident that, you know, we needed someone. She's kind of that continuity, that here's what our direction is set, and she helps execute all of that, you know, some of those things, so that because we do have to run our businesses, right? And so she's very valuable in that. And then our second hire, that marketing person, we need an expert in this space so that when we're making all of these decisions, like we've educated ourselves, we're learning, we've got great partnerships with the Department of YM Department of Tourism, and their part, they have strategic partnerships that they allow us to co-op into, right? We need someone as we're setting all these directions to ensure that each of these partners are doing that, because while we can do that, again, our time is going to, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of hours. And so we really are at a place right now where we can afford to hire someone this year and have a plan going forward to do that. And you're talking about accountability, right? So our number one accountability, if people just want to, you look at the tax dollars coming in. We will do a good job if we move from $250,000 to $275,000 in taxes to $300,000. And so we talked and interacted with a lot of our partners here in Wyoming at the Boise Convention for the Rocky Mountain Roundup. And one of the things that we learned is that you really do need someone all the time promoting your area. And so, and that accountability will become with the partnerships they have. You can see exactly how many people are coming to your website, how many are clicking on what, where are they looking for, what are they clicking into. Again, that SEO, if you're not in the phone book, they're not going to get it to you, right? So get in the phone book. But they're tracking all of that data, and we get to see exactly what people are looking at on a monthly basis. We have a monthly update with them that we get to see what's happening real time in our area on our website and what are people connecting to through us, right? So connect to the Johnson County Tourism page, right? Become follow it, see what we're doing, see where we're marketing, and see what the message is, and use that for yourself, right? But the number one accountability is if we don't increase our tourism dollars, it means we haven't done an effective job.
You haven't been doing a good job.
Yeah.
So you mentioned meetings. I too sit through a lot of meetings. In fact, I see you at many of those, Jodie.
Yes.
What do you see the value of attending those meetings to be? Is it that it gives you an ear to the ground, or are you able to influence? What is the purpose?
So my first step in doing that, I was appointed in May of last year, and then because they didn't have meetings over the summer, which we're changing, and we will meet over the summer, but my first meeting was in September. And what I heard from not only the general population, because again, I'm in the store, so people come in and talk to me all the time, but even from our city officials and our county officials, they didn't really know what we were doing. And so my goal was to communicate. You know, I go before the meetings. I let them know we were going to Boise. This is what we were looking at. This is why we were going. You know, when we hired Kristen, you know, same kind of thing. It's people start worrying when they don't hear something. And so my goal has really been to be that voice. Mm-hmm. I want to communicate with everybody. You know, anybody in the community, you know, definitely our city leaders and our county leaders, they need to know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, we've worked really hard to put together a budget. Our fiscal year starts July 1st. So we have a budget that we are finalizing tomorrow in our board meeting, hopefully, that really will be our roadmap. It is very detailed. You know, it tells you if we're going to be in a magazine, we're going to be in all of these magazines, and then that message is going to be targeted towards their reader. And that goes back to where our marketing person comes in. You know, if we're doing radio, then, you know, this is our message for that, and who are we trying to reach? So it's literally going to be hopefully easier moving forward having two full-time people, because you really need that in an organization with our kind of budget. I mean, when you're talking $250,000,
and you know, spend it all the way down every year.
We're according to our agreement. So we are also governed by the how we were established with the Joint Powers Board. We have rules and regulations that we also have to follow. And so we have directives from the Wyoming Office of Tourism, from the Governor's Office, right, on how we spend our money and where we spend it. We take advantage of strategic partnerships and opportunities and grants that are given out to us and say, hey, if you spend money here, we'll match that, and so basically double our money so that we can maximize our marketing efforts. And so there really is a lot of accountability and oversight for our organization, and not just people being individually being able to come and see, because this is all open information, right? You can get this anywhere. But also it's top down as well, right? And then we're being super intentional. I love Jody's vision for us is that, you know, we're going to stay in our wheelhouse. You know, we're not in business development. We're not in developing business strategies for the local businesses. We are here to market Buffalo because we understand bringing new money in here is where how we're going to get more money into Johnson County, right? And so telling that story like Jody's doing by showing up to all of these meetings and these partners, she's going to hear what they're doing. She's going to be able to tell them what she's doing and how we are going to be able to help them if we can partner with them, and then tell them the places we can't help them with, because there's some things we can't do because it's not our wheelhouse. We need to stay in our wheelhouse.
So do you promote individual businesses you promote the experience of being
the experience.
And how do you, is there a slogan or a phrase?
So it kind of changes. The one that I can think of, we just did an ad in a magazine that is focused on scenic highways. We had a professional photographer come in 21, and he took some pictures of the mountains and our, you know, Highway 16. So there is an ad that we did that is a picture of that scenic highway with, I think we did a little inset of a camp, you know, a tent camp, somebody in, and the wording was something along the line of Rome, like the road has no end. Okay. We did that. We had shirts made for Boise that we did, and it's our Buffalo logo because that's, you know, the main hub. That's where most of the hotels and stuff are that international tour operators can book. And that was Rome, open spaces and wild places. Mm-hmm. And we've done, I know people have probably seen Rome like a local, mm-hmm. you know, there's some Rome like an outlaw. Mm-hmm. It's the Rome concept and then tailored to who?
A specific audience.
Included, yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. And so one of the partnerships that we're looking at over this next year is having more creative developed around that. So great, you know, photography, the message, the font, right? Just kind of solidifying that.
Everything being cohesive.
Yes. Yeah. And okay. so that on our webpage, on our Facebook page and all of this marketing, they're going to see, just like, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with it, That's Why,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a great marketing. I mean, it's a beautiful marketing program, right? They're doing a fantastic job with that. Well, we are actually looking at potentially partnering with the creative that developed that whole marketing program to help us. And they not only do the big things, but we're co-oping with the Wyoming Office of Tourism for this, right? But they've helped places like Pinedale, smaller towns like us, to be able to develop their taglines, to develop their photography, to develop their story, to help them send a message out to bring tourism to their places. And they've been very effective. And so that's our job, right? I mean, we're really looking at hopefully setting Buffalo up with these, all of these things that we're investing in to really get us going, and hopefully putting us on a track that when you have a great marketing program, they don't last for a year or two. They're timeless. And so if they're developed like the That's Why program, it's been around a while, right? We want that same concept for Buffalo so that when they see that, they understand, oh, that's Buffalo. I see that marketing and I understand that that's there. And so, you know, so that's what we're doing. And that just helps having that viewpoint. And like I said, it's not business specific. It's the area, right?
Okay.
And so, but there's a lot of things that we can do to promote food and events and museum, you know, like history. And so there's opportunities to in an all-encompassing way promote people, but not in a specific way.
And obviously, I mean, Buffalo is, it's got the bigger population, it's got the more infrastructure, it's got more things. But what are you doing, you know, KC has a rich history too, and there are lots of things down there to enjoy. So again, it's on a nice intersection, you know, it's on a fairly easy road to reach. Are you looking at all of Johnson County?
Yes.
We do. We're trying to be fiduciarily responsible in how we market, though. In the past, it has been Johnson County, Johnson County, Johnson County. Well, the reality is, if you really look, there's probably a Johnson County in all 50 states in the United States, and nobody really searches a county. You search a place. You search a Buffalo. You search a Crazy Woman Canyon. You search KC, but you don't do a county.
Or you search, as we described earlier, hunting.
Right, exactly.
Trails.
But
fishing.
So we're getting away from the Johnson County. You're going to see Buffalo. You're going to see Buffalo KC. You're going to see more of that. You know, we compete, if you Google us, Buffalo, New York pops up first. Well,
I believe
course.
I've had some packages that have gone to Buffalo, New York.
So, you know, again, it's using those search words in all of our website building and all of our social media and in our ads. We're also using QR codes to help. When we do a print ad, we include a QR code that will take you to our website. So back to kind of that question, 80% of the lodging tax dollars comes from Buffalo. 17% comes from Johnson County, and 3% comes from KC. KC is a great day trip, but they don't have the infrastructure to have
for
the people
stay
right at for as many people to stay.
Right.
You know, so we will continue to include, you know, KC because it's the other town in our county, but we'll also be, you know, focusing on Crazy Woman Canyon and the mountains and all of that kind of
stuff.
So,
for example, when we were in KC talking with these tour operators.
Boise.
KC was part of our, it wasn't just about Buffalo, it's also KC, right? And so, because they have great history down there, and it's a different environment, right, altogether. They've got the great Hoofbeats of the Past Museum. They have a rodeo every Friday night. You know, and so there's some wonderful things happening down there, too, and they rely on us because we do have the infrastructure. They're working on that. They would love for someone to have more opportunities for people to stay overnight, and so they need a hotel to come into the area. You know, they need someone to open up more restaurants. There's a bakery opening up down there here shortly, next to the Hoofprints of the Past Museum, and so there is opportunity to develop KC as well, and so they're in partnership with us because they're not the redheaded stepchild proverbially, right? So they have great things going on there too, and they're worth you know, an afternoon trip down there to go explore the hole in the wall and to see that history and to see what they have to offer as well.
So one of the things we did when we were in Boise, and again, we're trying to, you know, take a step up, kind of like those newfangled drones that are running around everywhere. But one of the things we realized that we really focused a lot of time, well, a fair amount of time with all the international is, you know, we have the Cowgirl Rodeo on Tuesday. You have the Longmire, the Ranch Rodeo on Wednesday. You have Thursday night at the Occidental with the Jam, and then Friday night for the rodeo. And when we talked about that package, people were like,
"Their ears
perked
up."
Every time they'd write it down, like, "We didn't know
rodeo?
You could go to
another
a rodeo,
rodeo
that often."
Yeah. They were super excited about the things that were in our area, and many of them went to the leadership because the IRU is going to be in Casper next year.
So that's International Roundup. So it is the Rocky Mountain International, and it's the Great American West Partnership. And so that is North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. So it's those five states that have gotten together to bring in the international tour groups or operators to market what they consider the Great American West, mm-hmm. are those five states. So it was in Boise the end of April. This next year in 24, it'll be down in Casper, which is awesome because we're hoping that we can get a post-tour and bring up some of those tour operators to see our area and experience some of the stuff.
We had great conversations with them, and a number of them, we got feedback from...
Italy, Olga.
Who's Michael, the owner, the one that leads the International Roundup?
Matthias. Matthias.
Told us that a number of them asked and requested to come through Buffalo because we did such a good job marketing and talking about why we love Buffalo that they wanted to come and make that a stop on their post or pre-tour to this event. So they have a pre-tour where they tour a little bit of the area. They do the event where they do their marketing, their buying, and so we're called buyers and sellers. And then they do a post tour where they finish and complete, and they just kind of see the region for themselves so that they can go back and bring their real time experience to the customers that are come to them. So these tour operators are people who are you have two levels. You have your main switchboard where they have a list of all the things that are available in the area, and then they basically have what travel agencies is what they would probably call them here that plug into them. So when someone says, "Hey, I want to go see Mount Rushmore and Yellowstone, and here I'm just looking at this great book, and I want to stop here, 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 and here. I want to stay at a boutique hotel," they go into their system and they say, "Oh, look, I can book you here, 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 and here." Right, and so if you're not in that system, is what we've discovered. Mm-hmm.
One of our projects.
You don't get it.
So what you described really in our whole conversation is about just providing profile and context for for this area and a reason to stop, and that is what your job is.
And then helping the businesses make those choices, like those you have to have as a hotel, a boutique hotel or a motel or a hotel.
Cabin.
You have to be in a contract if you want your European people to come. You have to be in a contract with these main operators that are basically your phone book for your area so they can choose you to be able to promote you to the people. And they love the West. Mm-hmm. My mother's German. I know this firsthand. They watched John Wayne Westerns. They watched that. I mean, they are in love with the cowboy lifestyle. And it's not just Germany. It is endearing to them. It calls them, and they want to experience it. And so these are people that spend a lot of money to come, and they stay 2 to 3 weeks, typically, on average, some a little bit longer. But they are here to experience that Western experience. And I think what Buffalo offers, again, is that intimate, personal connection. It's not as big as Yellowstone where you find a hard time fitting in, right? This is, it's almost like you kind of come in and go, wow, this is real, right? These are real people in this rodeo that go and use this as a lifestyle on the ranch, right? They're not just playing here. They're going to use these skills.
So the authenticity.
Authentic, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Genuine, real, intimate, personal experience with an authentic Western vibe to it, right? And so, and they're going to love it. I mean, they did before, and the more we get ourselves out there, I really do believe Buffalo could be a place that people could spend 2, 3, even 4 days experiencing all that there is to offer in this area.
And
we should be, because we're that great. We are amazing. I hear it all the time at the KOA. Man, I wish I would have stayed a couple more days. I'll be back next year, and we're going to stay 3 days, maybe even four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I believe the International Roundup was here in Buffalo in, I think, 2008.
I believe that's what they said.
We heard from Italy and France. There was a bunch that are like, oh, we miss, we send people all the time. We missed you guys. Where are you?
When we sat with Italy, I mean, she was almost like, I'm so upset with you guys. We used to have such a great relationship. We had so many Italians staying with you. There was an Italian interpreter there in Buffalo to help the Italians that were coming here to navigate around town. How amazing is that? I mean, that is just a whole nother dynamic of people who are here who want to see something authentic and to plug in and to be welcomed in. Like Buffalo is so does so well, right? And so, and we want to help grow that back up again, because I think it is, it's an exciting market again. There are people who want to experience it. They're bringing their families here, and they want to be on vacation, and they want to spend money here, and we should keep them here and help them have a good time here, mm-hmm. and show them what a great Western experience is. That's different. It's very different than Yellowstone and Rapid City, and it's worth promoting and selling to these folks for them to stay and take a part of our life for a moment.
Well, Jody, Anita, thank you very much indeed for your time and for taking a moment to focus us on what you are doing with the Johnson County Tourism Association, maybe soon to be renamed or something else, but basically to promote our region, because a lot of our economic viability relies on that.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.